that would make any difference.
Well, they always, I guess they're immune,
yeah.
You know, down there. But people that go down there sure have to be careful.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard that. Don't drink the water.
Mm-hmm.
If there was a bowl of peaches and apples on the table and somebody offers you a peach, you might say, oh, I don't want a peach.
I prefer apple.
Okay.
Your watch is so pretty.
Thank you. Well, it looks like it's stopped.
It's so unusual.
Thank you. It's, what time do you have?
25 minutes after 10.
Well, my watch is, I like the way it looks, but it's a lemon.
You rarely ever see that octagon shape.
Yeah, but it doesn't keep time very well. It's still in warranty.
What make is it?
It's a Seiko, or a Seiko, whichever. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to take it back because it doesn't keep time very well.
I bought mine in Switzerland.
Oh, no kidding.
They advertise them that they're half price, and they really are, because I took it to a jeweler mm-hmm. here and got him to appraise it, and uh-huh. I paid $75 for it, and he said, yes, we asked $150 for it. Same watch.
Right.
So you really save money when you go there and buy your
watch. That's
watches.
A pretty thing.
Thank you.
My.
And it's all 18 karat, and everything in the States are usually 14.
Yeah, My mother-in-law got a watch when she was in Switzerland. In fact, she just went crazy. She got herself two watches and a clock while she was there.
She can keep up with the time.
Yeah. She's still always late. But anyway. You might say, oh, so-and-so doesn't live here. He just lives...
Over there.
Okay. Or if it was a greater distance away, you might say he lives...
Over yonder.
Okay. You might say, don't do it that way. Do it...
This way.
Okay. You might say... If a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life is hard on a man... What?
Who is poor.
Okay. If you have a bunch of peach trees, you'd say you have a...
Orchard.
Okay. You might say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a boy... What?
My father was poor, but what?
Well, when I was a child, my father was poor. But next door, there was a boy... What?
Who was wealthy.
Okay. What do you call the inside part of a cherry?
Of a what?
A cherry.
Cherry?
Uh-huh.
A seed, I
guess. Okay. What do you call the inside part of a peach?
Isn't that funny? You just asking me. It pit. I guess it could be a pit.
Okay.
Pit.
Do you call it? You should call it a pit. Or you should call it a sea.
Well, for peach and apricots, well, I said pit.
Uh huh. Yeah, that's interesting. You know, it's the same. Two kinds of peaches, the kind that pulls away from the pit.
Cling and. Alberta.
Okay. After you've eaten an apple, the part that you have left is...
Core.
Okay. And if you cut up apples or peaches and dry them, what do you call what you have?
Applesauce.
Okay. Well, if it's just a bunch of dried pieces of apple.
Oh, well, dried.
That's what I call it, too.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the kind of nuts that you pull up out of the ground and roast?
That you put over roast?
That you pull up out of the ground and you roast them in the oven.